Bloomington aldermen spent part of their weekend together discussing priorities in the city's next budget. That budget is expected to have a $3 million deficit unless the city council takes action. GLT's Ryan Denham is in the studio to discuss Saturday's Bloomington council retreat with one of the aldermen who was there.
Thanks, Mike. I'm joined by Ward 7 Alderman Scott Black, who represents Bloomington's West Side. Thanks for coming in today, Scott.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
So, Scott, what were your main takeaways from Saturday's retreat related to the budget?
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate getting to sit down with my colleagues. I've done probably just a little bit more over than half a dozen of these since I got elected in 2013. And it's been a great conversation about a lot of topics. This one I liked the most because it focused on a lot of specifics about what my colleagues would like to see in terms of addressing some of our budget shortfalls. We're looking at about a $1.5 million structural deficit for this coming fiscal year. So we got to essentially cut $1.5 million from our budget.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So how painful could this potentially be for our residents here in Bloomington?
We'd ideally like it that the residents wouldn't notice. Maybe this is cuts in the back ends, positions that aren't filled, those sorts of adjustments. However, it's one of these kind of conversations that are very difficult because when you look at our revenues and our expenditures, sales tax is flat, people are shopping online more. We got to make a strong structural change to address these issues long term.
City Manager David Hales has suggested entire programs need to be looked at, not just reductions or kind of nickel and dime light items, as he put it. That said, Hales is leaving the city this week for a new job in Joliet. So where are you at in terms of how to balance this budget, that mix of cuts to potentially new revenue?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about that. Again, the way I see it, we have to be looking at how can we reduce services or how do we change the delivery of those services. I am tapped out on revenue enhancements. I think that the citizens are as well, and they want to see the city live a little bit tighter. Maybe look at some of the programs. Bulky waste comes up frequently. That's a very high-end Cadillac program that we see that residents are subsidizing through the general fund pretty heavily. I've talked about how do we maybe get parking downtown. Perhaps we charge for that. Those sorts of things that can ultimately fix some of our long-term budget challenges.
Well, based on the retreat on Saturday, is that where a lot of your colleagues on the council are at too, in terms of shying away from any kind of revenue increases?
I think we're going to have to be strategic and thrifty in how we look at our budget. And there are a couple ideas. I don't know how many are going to have 5 votes for support. You have to have a majority to make these types of changes. But really, the first step is to talk about them. I was part of the budget task force a couple years ago that helped to fix the budget deficit a couple years back, but here we are again. And whether you like it or not, municipal government isn't sustainable.
Well, to speak to that a little bit, it sounds like some of the things that aldermen are kicking around this time and have asked city staff to look at for potential cost savings are some of the same things, as you mentioned, that came up during that last round of budget talks, selling a golf course, privatizing, outsourcing garbage collection. That seems like it's your impression, too, is we're circling back to some of those ideas again.
Absolutely. And I don't like to eliminate things right out the gate. I think we should talk about it because when you weigh these ideas, pros and cons in public, we ultimately make better decisions. And so a couple years ago, we talked about selling the golf courses. We took a deep dive look at that. Got to the point where the council decided that was not something that we wanted to pursue any further. And so we had to live with that, knowing we chose to keep the golf course without selling them.
Well, Scott, thanks so much for coming in today. I'll wrap up on Irvy Hugh, and I'm Ryan Denham.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.